Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Monday, April 8th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervive. We begin with Night 2 of WrestleMania 40 presented yesterday at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia and streamed live on Peacock in the WWE Network.
For the first time ever, A. Rhodes can call himself WWE Champion. Damn it, Cody Rhodes, finish the damn story.
In the main event, Cody Rhodes ended the more than 3.5 year reign of Roman Reigns to become the new undisputed WWE Universal Champion. Rhodes scored the pinfall after 3 Cody cutters to get the win at 33 minutes and 27 seconds. Contested under bloodline rules, the match saw a series of outside interferences and surprise appearances capped off by The Undertaker taking out The Rock. Prior to that, The Rock was confronted by John Cena after Cena had put Solo Sikoa through a ringside table. Jey Uso ran out to take on Jimmy Uso, spearing him off the entrance ramp and through a table. The match also saw an appearance by Seth Rollins in his original Shield gear, and it was Reigns turning his back on Rhodes to go after Rollins that allowed Rhodes to catch him for a series of Cody cutters. Following the match, the emotional new champion celebrated in the ring with his mother Michelle, wife Brandy, and other family members, as well as other wrestlers including CM Punk, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, LA Knight, Jey Uso, and Randy Orton. Rhodes also called out Paul Levesque and Bruce Pritchard from the back to thank them. The victory ends Roman Reigns' time as Universal Champion at 1,316 days, the 4th longest world title reign in WWE history. Reigns captured the Universal title on August 30th, 2020 from The Fiend Bray Wyatt at Payback, and also unified it with the WWE Championship by defeating Brock Lesnar in 2022 at WrestleMania 38. He made 31 successful title defenses in televised matches and 55 successful defenses overall. Also at WrestleMania, the World Heavyweight title changed hands twice in the opening segment with Damian Priest walking out as champion after cashing in his Money in the Bank briefcase and quickly pinning an exhausted and beaten Drew McIntyre, who had just won it from Seth Rollins.
Oh my God!
He's coming! Senor Money in the Bank! Damian Priest is here!
Damian Priest running to the ring and with the contract!
And Punk is beating the head!
This is the briefcase on McIntyre's face!
I'm cashing in right now!
What? And he's cashing in right now! Priest is cashing in!
Damian Priest is cashing in his Money in the Bank contract!
Priest is cashing in the contract! The bell is rung! Set the heaven choke slam!
Oh my God!
After defeating Rollins for the title just moments before in 10.5 minutes, McIntyre was laid out by CM Punk, who had been calling the match as a guest commentator. The attack left McIntyre open and vulnerable for Priest's cash-in. Rollins had been the first holder of the new WWE World Heavyweight title, and his loss to McIntyre ends his reign at nearly 10.5 months. In the 3rd of 4 title changes seen over the course of the night, Bayley defeated Io Sky in 14 minutes and 22 seconds to become the new WWE Women's Champion. This was Bayley's first WrestleMania singles match in her 8 years on the main roster and marks her 4th world title win. Logan Paul was the only champion who held on to his title last night, successfully defending the U.S. Championship in a triple threat against Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. Paul scored the win by pinning Owens after a frog splash. In other results, LA Knight defeated AJ Styles, and the team of Angelo Dawkins, Montez Ford, and Bobby Lashley beat the Final Testament in a Philadelphia street fight when Montez Ford pinned Karrion Kross after putting him through a table. The surprise special referee for the street fight was Bubba Ray Dudley. Stephanie McMahon was introduced to start off the show and welcome fans to WrestleMania, marking her first official public appearance in WWE since resigning as co-CEO in January of 2023.
But I think WrestleMania 40 might be the one that I am the most proud of, because this is the first WrestleMania of the Paul Levesque era. And tonight, from 64 countries in all 50 states. All of us coming together from different backgrounds, different beliefs, to share this one thing that we love, that brings us all together. And nobody understands that better than Triple H.
In other WWE news, the company is bringing back the King and Queen of the Ring, according to a report in the Wrestling Observer newsletter. WWE reportedly plans to present an event including both tournaments to be held in Saudi Arabia on May 25th. This would mark the first time King of the Ring has been presented as a premium live event since 2002. The 2024 Slammy Awards were presented yesterday morning at WWE World in Philadelphia and streamed on YouTube. Cody Rhodes was named Male Superstar of the Year, while Rhea Ripley was named Female Superstar of the Year. Rhodes also won Best Entrance, and his feud with Roman Reigns won Rivalry of the Year. Ripley's WrestleMania 39 bout with Charlotte Flair won Match of the Year. CM Punk's appearance at the 2023 Survivor Series won for both Return of the Year and OMG Moment of the Year. In other awards, Judgment Day won Faction of the Year, Drew McIntyre won Social Star of the Year, LA Knight won Breakout Superstar of the Year, and Tiffany Stratton was named NXT Superstar of the Year. And finally, turning to Mexico, CMLL's Arena Coliseo Tag Team Championship changed hands yesterday at Arena Coliseo in Mexico City, with El Hijo de Villano 3 and Villano 3 Jr. defeating Akuma and El Espanto Jr. in 20 minutes and 3 seconds. In the main event of the show, Mystico teamed with Mascara Dorada to defeat Soberano Jr. and Templario. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also WrestlingNewsAV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.